Indigenous communities, that it's only fair to give a language acknowledgement to them, since we are going to be playing music that has been made on that land, made by people who have grown up and had to deal with all the colonial repercussions on that land. And so the tribes and the groups and the indigenous people from which land I have chosen to take music from, that was stolen by the Spanish in 1499, are the Piaho, Yama, Yotoco, Sonso, Cuambiano, Paez, Quimbaya, Chibcha, and Emberta people. And yes, just make sure to think about our place on the land and where we stand and how we relate to it, especially because we are living in a society that is founded in stolen land. And so back to the topic at hand, Colombian brutal death metal. It was started in about 1995. The two big names who kind of started it were Suffering, who would later become Eternal Suffering. They're more widely known. And then the other band, Purulent, they kind of brought the more grindcore side of the scene, which is something we definitely see a lot in the genre. We see a lot of mixes between heavy slam and death grind, and you throw some technical aspects in there, but a lot of the time it's very simple. It's very kind of stupid chuggy riffs, which is awesome. I really love that kind of stuff, and that's why I decided to do this episode on it. But a lot of it is pretty stupid and kind of just like bashing your head into a hammer and hoping to get as much brain damage as possible. And so it kind of blew up in the early 2000s. That's when you see like a lot of the bigger albums and the bigger bands in the scene coming out. So you see Gore Trade kind of start to rise, one of the biggest bands in the scene. And yeah, a lot of the aesthetics of it, it's very lo-fi. It's really, really poorly recorded. You're going to see as we go through some of the songs that it sounds like it was made in like a tin can using like recycling bins for drums and everything of that sort. And yeah, so let's just jump right into it. But actually, before I start, I need to mention that one thing about Colombian geography, there are 32 departments, and the departments are the equivalents of Canadian provinces, so 13 different self-governing regions. And so we're going to start from the southernmost region, but a fairly southern region, and work our way north throughout the different cities and different departments. And so yeah, our first band is Disoluto. They come from the Huila department, from the capital city of that department, Nieva. And so, yeah, this is Disoluto, the death in the shape of worms.
We'll be right back.
yeah, those were our first three songs. Again, it's Death in the Shape of Worms by DeSaluto, Bleeding Death by Corpse Decay, and Of My Own Blood by Melting Flesh. And just before you continue, I feel like it might be worth mentioning that if any of these artists strike your fancy and you kind of want to go digging into them, just be warned, it's death metal, so obviously there should be like a big little warning label slapped to it that some of the stuff is going to be violent and the themes are going to be maybe a little bit grotesque. But especially for this, I feel like maybe it applies a little bit more, so some of the subject matter can get a little bit touchy. So if you're not really prepared for that stuff, if you're not braced and you need a little bit of you just like there is that warning. Sorry, I don't know how to describe that exactly, but yeah, just be careful when you're going into it. DeSaluto from the band Nieva. Then from there we headed northwest to the department of Valle de Coca, into the city of Santiago de Cali, or just Cali for short, you know, if you're in the know. And which is also their capital city, and that's where we get North Corpse Decay. And then you head north and you go to the city of Cartago, which is also in the Valle de Coca department. And I guess Melting Flesh and I guess this DeSaluto to an extent are also a very like they're good poster childs for this very common thing that you see in it's common in a lot of underground scenes, but I found it prevalent here a lot where bands would have one project, maybe like one or two demos, but like one album or EP, and then just completely disband and you kind of hear nothing really from them or any of their members for a while. Which is sad because especially that Melting Flesh album project and the whole album has a really, really just massive sound. It's really crushing slam, which is one of the things Columbia is great at, but that one in particular is one of the highlights in my opinion. I really love the riffing that they do. I love the production, how they get it to sound so full and just kind of devastating. Really just top tier stuff. And then from Cartago we head southeast and we go to the department of Quindío, and the city of Calacra for the band Mental Apraxia, and their song Verdugo, which is Spanish for executioner. We'll be right back.
Pleasant Day Festival is here. Spanning Main Street from 16th to King Edward Ave, this one-day street festival brings the neighborhood together with live music, delicious food, interactive activities, and much more. All brought to you by Mount Pleasant Business Improvement Area. Pleasant Day Festival is a vibrant celebration of the community, culture, and businesses that make Mount Pleasant unique. On Saturday, August 9th, from 12 to 8 p.m. on Main Street, 16th to King Edward Ave, you can see 27 musical performances ranging from actors to Haley Blaze, Indigenous Protocol, The Houseplants, and many more. For more information, check out PleasantDayFest.com. We look forward to seeing you on Main Street on August 9th.
Dude, I just totally blew my tires. Why were you even going so fast? I was trying to make it to the CITR block party at Green Auto. The CITR block party. Don't you know about the CITR block party? Dude, I totally understand why you blew your tires now.
You heard it here first, folks. CITR's block party at Green Auto is happening this August 31st at 3 p.m. The CITR block party at Green Auto is completely free, but if you'd like to donate, 100% of the proceeds will go towards Megaphone Magazine. There will also be readings from the writers of Megaphone Magazine's Voices of the Street anthology. Thank you so much, and we'll see you August 31st at Green Auto for the CITR block party. More details posted on our social media at Fanta Records on Instagram.
Let's get back to it. That was Mental Apraxia Verdugo, and they were from Kalakra. And then we head to Armenia, not the other Armenia, but there's an Armenia in Colombia, which is the capital of the Quindío department. And we had Mindly Rotten with their eponymous, I believe that's what you say, to like eponymous track meaning Mindly Rotten. They named the track after what they named the band. And then also from Armenia is the band Carnal with their track Infestation of Evil. And I believe that Mental Apraxia and Mindly Rotten kind of highlight this divide, not just within Colombian brutal death metal, but brutal death metal as a whole, where you have these really, really kind of dumbed down bands, like the first three that I played, like like Carnal, like Melting Flesh, like Corpse Decay, where it's just like dumb slammy riffs where it's like two notes being played and it's just chugging and not much technicality is going on, but it doesn't matter because it's just the groove that really matters and the feeling it puts you in. And then Mental Apraxia and Mindly Rotten have a much more technical kind of aspect to it, a much more intricate kind of neat style of playing. And you can see this all throughout death metal's origins. You can see it in the New York scene with like Pyrexia and Suffocation, and how Suffocation were really like highly technical, even though they did have a lot of stupid riffs. And I feel like for most places that have a brutal death metal scene, they kind of pick a side and they either go more slam or they go more technical. And you don't really see that in Colombia. You kind of see a divide. You see both sides get kind of represented pretty equally, which I think is pretty neat. And just before I continue, today on August 7th is the 6-year anniversary of legendary singer, songwriter, Silver Jews frontman. It's the anniversary of his death. And yeah, I just wanted to shout him out. He is one of, in my opinion, the greatest writers of all time. And so if you have nothing else to do today, throw on a Silver Jews album, throw on that Purple Mountain album, and just listen to it. And just listen to all the beautiful words that he wrote. Now that we're done with that, let's just hop back into the Colombian brutal death metal. And let's head east to the Bogota, or the capital of Colombia. And we will play Purulent, one of the first bands in the scene, with their song Addiction Volcaco Vermosa.
I'm gonna go to the
And so, yeah, those three bands, once again, were Purulent with Addiction, Volcao, Vernosa, and then Amputated Genitals with Geriatric Bloodstorm, and then Superation with their posthumous track, Superation. And yeah, all three of these bands were from Bogota, or the capital of Colombia. And just to get, like, touching a tiny bit of the history, Purulent, I think I mentioned this before, but they brought the kind of grindcore side to the scene. They first kind of started making it in Colombia in 1995, which would be pretty early on for the country. And again, you can kind of see its effects all over the scene, and how much that kind of really intense, fast-paced music has kind of rooted itself in it, the short song structures, and that just kind of riffing style has really, really kind of taken over a large part of the Colombian death metal scene. And then after one of their members would tragically die, I believe in a car accident, the remaining members would get together along with one of the guitarists from Carnal to form Amputated Genitals, which was a little bit more death metal, not as much grindcore, but still very, very fun band. And then, yeah, after that, we are going to head out west to the Department of Risaralda and to their capital city of Pereira for the band Eternal Suffering, who were once called Just Suffering, and they were, again, one of the first bands in the scene. But just before that plays, I've got a quick little show demo. A show ID, or show promo, sorry.
Picture this. You're walking into your local record store and start skimming the many records until you find an album that you recognize. You pick out the album, check the track list, and maybe only recognize a couple songs. Now you have to listen to the whole album, right? Well, why not do it together? On Discali, every show runs you through an entire album and breaks down key parts and songs that make up an album's aesthetic, art, and story. I'm your host, Oliver, and join me every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in talking about all things music. Want to discover more albums, artists, record pressings, and concerts? I got you. That's every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., so tune in to Discali to discover different discographies and add to the musical discourse.
We'll be right back.
Attention, attention, attention. All artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Now is the time to make your voice heard at the 3rd annual Anarchist Book Fair. We want you in all of your resistance to colonialism. We want to platform your rage against the current political climate and join hands with you in saying enough. We're looking for folks who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops on October 9th and 10th of 2025. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. You can email sponsorship@citr.ca to state your interest and be part of Anarchist Book Fair. sponsorship@citr.ca.
Okay, yeah, so we are almost running out of time, so I gotta speed through this, but we had Eternal Suffering, Reborn in Victory, parentheses, The Unholy Manuscript. They're probably the biggest band in Colombia. They've played on stages with the Cannibal Corpse, Incantation, and many more. And then right across the river, you cross the North Cesar Gavier Trio Viaduct to Dosque Blas, where you find Gore Trade and their song Bloodstained Altars. They're probably one of my favorite bands in the scene. So if you're going to listen to them, I'd say listen to any band from this list. Listen to Gore Trade and listen to the next artist that I played, Blaze Inside, from the Antioquia department in the city of Medellin. Their song, Umlabrant Origin. That whole album is just kind of really like off the walls and zany and wacky, but I really recommend it. We have two more songs, so hopefully we can get to them. We have Ancient Necropsy, Immolation in the Name of Kings, and then Blasting Hatred, The Fallen Achiki. The promotion for that last album, the Blasting Hatred one, says it tells a tale of pre-Columbian ancestors. I'm unable to find and verify exactly what ancestors they were talking about and what specific rites and different things that they were talking about on that record, but that is just like a useful piece of information to go in when you listen to it. But yeah, hopefully we can finish the two remaining songs. Let's go.